You're listening to SBS News.
After caring for his mum when she was diagnosed with dementia, Benito Chan knows the ups and downs that come with it. He looked after her for 8 years. At the beginning, he was surprised with the amount of care required.
To be honest, at first, I didn't realise the gravity of what I'm entering. I said, I'm just here and I'm just happy to help. But then little by little, as the day went on, I just realised this is not going to be easy.
Mr. Chan was the only one in his family who volunteered to be her carer. A survey by Dementia Australia has found more than 90% of people who have a loved one with dementia have indicated others don't keep in touch with that person as they used to. 87% of those with dementia felt people patronise them and treat them as if they are not smart.
It's a double whammy. We're not only being discriminated because of our condition, but also because we're Asian. That is the reason why I wanted to be active in this advocacy. Because I want to spread the awareness of it. Because I do understand that all these people are just ignorant about the condition. That's why they're acting like that.
Marie McCabe is the CEO of Dementia Australia.
What it shows is that these things, that discrimination in this instance is unintended. People don't understand. And one of the things about dementia, it is largely an invisible disability. And what we can't see, we often don't understand. And what we don't understand, we avoid. And that's the experience of people living with dementia, that people are withdrawing from them, that they're being isolated, and that it has an impact on their own health and wellbeing and their mental health.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found dementia is the second leading cause of death in Australia. It is estimated up to 472,000 Australians are living with dementia in 2021, but that number is predicted to more than double by 2058. And the rate among Indigenous Australians is estimated to be 3 to 5 times as high as the rate for Australians overall. Benito Chan's mum died in 2018. He says looking after her was one of the most important things he's ever done.
I would not exchange it for anything. It is the best thing that I could have done. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity. It's a privilege, really. It's a privilege to care for someone who needed you and to be their arms and eyes and ears.
The Morrison government has pledged $13 million to ensure dementia data stays up to date in a bid to improve health policies for those living with dementia and their carers. Fleur de Crepigny, head of the dementia unit at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, says the report highlights the pressure carers are under.
We estimate that there are about 337,000 carers of people with dementia in Australia, and these people are providing sort of constant unpaid care. In fact, half of them provide more than 60 hours of care a week. And 40% of carers say that they need more assistance.
That's something Benito Chan feels very strongly about.
It's the carers like me who bear the burden of the discrimination. If I can be able to help, even make one person realize that it's okay. It's not a contagious disease. And it's okay to acknowledge them for what they are.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.